the health sector can't just decarbonize. They have to do that with the lens of the healing mission in place.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. When a hospital counts its carbon footprint, most of it is not coming from the lights or the boilers. It's coming from the supply chain, the medicines, the devices, and the products the hospital buys. In the United States, that supply chain accounts for roughly four-fifths of healthcare's carbon footprint. It is the hardest part to change because no single hospital makes those products, and it is also where the largest reductions are waiting. For a sector built on a healing mission, the pollution embedded in care is a problem it cannot outsource. In this insight, from episode 104, Practicing Green Health, nurse Jessica Wolf, a woman's health nurse practitioner and leader in healthcare sustainability, walks us through how health systems begin the work, from a first emissions inventory to reduction targets and decarbonization roadmaps, and why the most promising progress comes when health systems and their suppliers stop working alone and start decarbonizing together.
Hi, I'm Jessica Wolf. I currently lead Health and Life Sciences Sustainability Strategy and Consulting at Accenture. And what that means is that I work with health systems and health insurers, pharmaceutical companies, and medical device and supply companies on reducing their environmental footprints and preparing for climate change. And this is all done through the lens of improving health equity and increasing health access, since that's what really sets the health sector apart. The health sector can't just decarbonize. They have to do that with the lens of the healing mission in place. The impacts of climate change are making it very difficult to provide continuity of services and business. And hospitals need to be available not only during extreme weather events, but after, because they're typically anchor institutions. So they're the largest employers in communities. And we see what happens when those hospitals close and the impacts that have on the people in the community. I always wanted to make the world a better place and wanted to be an agent for change. And a few years ago, I was recruited into Accenture to help them grow and support health and life sciences clients in their sustainability work. Accenture is a global professional services and technology company. We have over 740,000 employees and we serve clients in 120 countries. So it really aligned with what is my theory of change that came from working at Healthcare Without Harm, which is innovate, scale, and transform. One of the opportunities at Accenture is to work globally with some of the largest health and life sciences companies in the world to make change. We want to help companies establish strategies and goals that are aligned with their business imperatives. We want to help companies actually do the decarbonization of both their operations and their supply chains, which is very challenging. And you have to figure out how do you best measure and analyze this data to track and improve performance. So it's very interesting actually working in a big company that serves all different sectors and being the person that works in healthcare, because healthcare has been really a laggard in this space. So a lot of times the work I'm doing is helping health systems get started. So doing their first greenhouse gas emissions inventory, measuring their scope 1, scope 2, and scope 3 emissions, helping them set targets for reduction, both those emissions reduction targets and potentially other goals like renewable electricity or reducing waste. After you set those goals, you have to figure out how you're going to get there. So we work with companies on decarbonization roadmaps or implementation plans and looking over time and understanding what are the initiatives, what are the potential reductions you're going to get from those initiatives, and what kind of investment you're going to need to get there, because you have to look at the financial pieces as well. And there's a lot of innovative financing available right now. And if you look, for instance, at the Inflation Reduction Act, a lot of opportunities to leverage now, so there's a window of opportunity. Some of the work that I'm most excited about is work that elevates the whole sector. For instance, we just officially launched something called the Collaborative for Healthcare Action to Reduce MedTech Emissions, or CHARM for short. And that is bringing together health systems and their medical device and supply suppliers to work together to help decarbonize that supply chain. And that is an initiative that I'm super excited about, because as you bring those efforts together, you know, it's one thing to say to a company, make a more sustainable product, but we all know that the decisions of what to procure and how to use a product are made by the health systems. So there are many places where the health systems and their suppliers can come together to make a real difference in those emissions. Another example of work in that space is we're currently working on a net zero playbook for pharmaceutical companies. So really detailed work on what are the initiatives that will help both pharmaceutical companies and their suppliers reduce emissions. And that's critical work. You know, pharmaceuticals make up 12% of global healthcare emissions. I also had the opportunity to put together a white paper and a session at COP28. And this was really focused on how can healthcare providers use technology to decrease emissions while at the same time improving health equity and increasing access to care? So we wrote a white paper called The Digital Cure, Advancing Health for People on the Planet. And we had a global panel present at COP28 to talk about the many things that will bring improvement on all three of those pillars: less emissions, more access, and improved health equity. So those types of things are what make my heart sing in terms of the work I'm doing.
From episode 104, Practicing Green Health, that was nurse and healthcare sustainability leader, Jessica Wolf. A couple notes. Jessica is now the North American Sustainability Director at Philips. You can find a link to her bio in our show notes. And if you're unfamiliar with her reference to COP28, that's the 28th United Nations Climate Change Conference. It was held in Dubai in 2023. You can listen to this episode and find a playlist of all of our episodes featuring nurses who are innovating to tackle climate-related health effects in our show notes. And listen to any of the See You Now episodes in our library when you search for See You Now wherever you get podcasts. Please subscribe to the show and rate and review us. Also, we would love to hear from you. Email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.